The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody. I want to super welcome you. Welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I want to thank you for tuning us in, turning us on. As Kevin, I think, said earlier, we're getting ready to kick off another decade of fabulous, positive talk radio. We've been called many things here at the Dr. Pat Show. We've been called, you know, an incredible awareness, you know, pioneers in digital internet radio. Now we're on internet, cable television, AM, FM on the dial, HD radio, podcasting over 8,000 shows. That's what 10 years will do to you if you hang in long enough. But we want to thank all of you, because without you, we would not be here. And we wouldn't be doing shows like the show today. This is a special day for me and a special day for millions of people worldwide. I get to have a great conversation with Stacy Grodin joining me here today. And Stacy is, Tick-Borne Disease Alliance president. Stacy, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
Thank you so much, Pat. It's wonderful to be invited on the show.
Let's first talk about you as president of the Tick-Borne Disease Alliance and what that means and what that organization is. And, you know, this comes on the heels, by the way. I should say the heels. Actually, you guys are out in front of some serious legislation and antitrust and conflict of interest jury and lawsuits going against some really kind of awful people up there in Connecticut. About the Lyme disease, about tick-borne disease, about sort of a, you know, this secret, insidious illnesses that have been going on. Talk a little bit about your organization. Sure. And what you've done to shine a light.
Sure. Well, Turn the Corner was the original foundation, started in 2002, and we merged around 2 years ago and became the Tick-Borne Disease Alliance to sort of showcase who we really are. We're fighting tick-borne diseases, and we're an alliance and trying to get other Lyme and tick-borne disease groups around the country united to fight this, as you said, I don't know the word you use, but it is a crazy illness that affects so many of us. And one huge thing that we've been working on at Tick-Borne Disease Alliance is awareness and education. And that's sort of where, which we'll talk about shortly, I'm sure, the bite back for a cure sort of came to fruition. But one thing we really want to do is spread the word on this illness and what a serious illness it is and how it affects all of us from newborns to 100-year-old grandparents. This disease, nobody is immune to. And we're really trying to get people to realize the severity of this illness and get their doctors realizing how this illness can affect everyone in their communities, anywhere. I always say to people, you could be in Central Park in New York City, you could be on a baseball field, you could just walk on your front lawn. It doesn't take anything difficult to get bit by a tick. So it's a really, really tricky illness, which we're all trying to tackle.
Well, part of the trickiness is really been to shine the light on what's really been happening in this country in particular. And what I mean by that is, and I don't know if you heard me talk when I was on the East Coast up at Martha's Vineyard, but one of the things that I shared was that, you know, in 2004, when I came down with a mystery disease, there was one doctor, one naturopath in the state of Washington that would look at me and even contemplate Lyme disease. And the CDC that I actually went and had an appointment with said, yeah, that's ridiculous. There is no Lyme disease here. We're not going to test you. And the minute I told him I was from New Jersey, he did the test.
There you go.
It's a different world here now, though.
It's basically like there were some statistic a while ago. I mean, I'm on the East Coast and right near Connecticut, and it's basically every other home, families are infected. But it's in every state. It's in every continent. This is something that we can't hide from, and our medical system needs to catch up to it.
Well, you know, one of the things that we're also talking about is some of the information that's coming out. You know, it was predicted that tick-borne diseases were marginally even anything to think about. Now, with the latest information, it's shocking. Anywhere from 10 to 12 to 15, I heard, 15 times underreported. And
I think that's just the surface. I think that's the surface. Because if you think about it, how many people aren't diagnosed correctly, and those numbers don't count towards, you know, the statistics. And, you know, one thing I just wanted to point out is one big problem that we're facing among all of our other problems with these illnesses is most of these ticks don't just carry Lyme disease. I always joke that if you're lucky enough to get bit by a tick that just carries Lyme, you're sort of ahead of the game. The tick that bit me back in the early 90s carried a host of co-infections, bacteria, viruses. So these things become multi-bacterial, viral problems that are impossible for our immune system to tackle.
What do you think, in your opinion now, what do you think one of the most exciting, if I could use the word, most exciting things that is happening today is, and what is one of the most challenging?
Well, one of the most exciting things in my mind is people are really getting on board as far as, I think, maybe not so much the medical community, but I think people are really standing up and putting up a fight and saying, we won't take this anymore. And people are realizing this disease. When I got bit in the early 90s and my doctor said, have you ever heard of Lyme disease? I said, what? I really never heard of Lyme disease. Now, in 2013, I think it's really become a house, unfortunately, but it's become a household name. People know what it is. And I think parents are becoming more educated. And I think all around, there's much more education and people are fighting for themselves and their families and their communities. I think our biggest challenge is the medical community trying to educate, and that's another thing that Tick-Borne Disease Alliance works on, trying to educate the medical community of this national crisis. So, you know, we're really doing a great job spreading the word, education, awareness, but we really got to get the medical community to catch up and get a better diagnostic tool, which we're also working on, to get people tested accurately.
Well, I think that's going to be, you know, at the crux of it for a lot of reasons. I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm sure you've had conversations with many doctors, specialists
doctors
in their field. And the last thing they want to hear is, really? You don't think you have rheumatoid arthritis, right? You ever try to talk to a rheumatologist and tell him that you don't think that you have rheumatoid arthritis, but you think you have Lyme disease?
Right. And that goes along, Dr. Pat, with every specialty.
Right.
Your ear hurts, you go to the ENT. Your heart hurts, you go to the cardiologist. You know, any stomach, you go to. So each specialty sort of turns around and says, you know, can't be. So it's very, very tricky. And part of that is also educating the internists, because that's often, or the family practitioner, that's often the first line of defense for people.
Well, what is it that you have found has been most successful in your effort, the folks at Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, on the effort, the collective effort there, to get the word out, to create positive change around this?
Sure. Well, our big right now, what's going on is our Bite Back for a Cure, where we are literally having a young man, which I think you'll be speaking with after myself, John Donnelly, who is going from coast to coast and literally spreading the word through his amazing journey, bike ride, about this illness. So awareness has been an unbelievable, successful campaign for us that's been super exciting between social media and media in general and getting the word out to communities when John's going to meet people from all across the country. We're also, as I mentioned before, working on a diagnostic tool in the beginning steps of that, which, if that comes to fruition, that will be hugely something mm-hmm. that is needed. And training doctors. Since 2002, since our inception, we've been training doctors. We've been having physicians from all over the world come to the United States and train with physicians that are tick-borne disease literate, studying with them side by side, and then taking that knowledge back to their hometown and begin their journey to treat, diagnose, and help people with tick-borne diseases. So that's been an enormously successful campaign that we've worked on. And it's really educating and diagnosing is the key.
Yeah. Yeah. I wanted to get back to something you said a bit ago, and then we'll talk a little bit more about bite back. You talked about the co-infections, and I really do want to stop for a minute and ask you, because you shared a bit of your own journey. I've certainly talked about my own journey. I still talk about mine. But what are some of the symptoms that people should be aware of?
Sure.
Yeah, I think that's an important conversation.
It's really important. People ask me all the time, my kid has this symptom, what do you think? I usually feel when you have I was a perfectly healthy 18-year-old. I'd literally never been sick besides a random sore throat, you know, here and there, ear infection when I was younger. But I was a healthy 18-year-old, and all of a sudden, out of the blue, I went to college in Syracuse. We used to water ski and, you know, go hiking and all these woodsy areas. And all of a sudden, I started having arthritic symptoms. I couldn't open and close my hands. I couldn't hold a pen for class. I started feeling tingling and numbness down my legs. I started having crushing migraines. I started having flu-like symptoms. All these strange, as I say, odd symptoms to a perfectly healthy person in a woodsy, or it doesn't even need to be woodsy.
No.
If you don't live in a concrete box in any area, is a big red flag in my mind. So when I get calls, and I get hundreds of calls at all times, I have, you know, my daughter, all of a sudden these weird symptoms, Lyme and tick-borne diseases have to be on the radar. Because if they're not, they're missing. They're missing it. They're really missing it. So symptoms, the tricky thing is, Pat, the symptoms can range from anything. But typically, the beginning stages are what people will see or what are common: dizziness, ear pain, joint pain, knee pain, migraines, flu-like symptoms, getting sick all the time, constant sore throats, heart palpitations, panic attacks, sleep problems. One of the other problems is it mimics so many other illnesses.
Right.
So, you know, it's sort of easy for a doctor to say, oh, I think it's lupus. I think it's, you know, early onset of MS. You know, these other really serious, scary diseases that they're often quick to label it with. So the symptoms are so varied. And the problem is a lot of times the children can't express it. You know, if you have a child that all of a sudden is complaining and it's headaches or whatever it may be, or they can't express that clearly, it's important to look towards Lyme.
Well, I have to tell you, it's extremely difficult for children, for kids, and for several reasons. I got to interview Chloe up when I was in Martha's Vineyard, you know, 10 years old, right? 10 years carried around. And a 10-year-old that doesn't want to get out of bed is looked at as lazy.
Correct.
Now, thank goodness she had the parents that were able to see beyond that. But
that
are
doesn't
many,
always happen.
No, it doesn't. I think actually that was kind of rare.
Right.
I think we had hats off to Chloe's parents right there. But
you're right.
This is, don't you think? I mean, how many parents stop and think, wait a minute, this is a little unusual.
My child doesn't want to take the science test, or they're lazy, or they went to sleep too late, but when you have a good kid, a perfectly healthy kid, or generally healthy kid that all of a sudden starts to act different, funny, you notice something, it has to be on the checklist. It has to be on the parental checklist, and it has to be a conversation with the pediatrician or their family internist.
One of the things I want to talk about when we come back from break is, you know, what it is that people out there listening, we're going to have John Donnelly at the half hour join us here in a minute as well. But this is a show for all of you out there to pass the word on. We're going to give you a website. Let's do that before break, if we could, Stacy, and then we'll talk more about it.
Sure.
Let's give folks the best way to find out more about
the best way to find out more is www.tbdalliance.org, O-R-G, and you could find more about our bike ride and about our organization and what we support and our gala and all the fun things that are going on with us.
All right. I love this. And by the way, we're going to make sure you get plenty of information. We're doing several interviews today on this. If you miss any part of this, we're going to be replaying this the entire weekend as well as throughout the day later today, so that those of you out there, by the way, have already called. You called yesterday. Somehow you got my private cell phone number. That's kind of amazing for me, but I don't mind. We are doing a series, and thanks to the folks at Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, John Donnelly, Katina Macris, and many others that have contributed, we are going to shine the light brighter than it's ever been. Let's take a short break, everyone. We'll be right back with the show and Stacy Grove.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
Want to know what the best kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Successful people accomplish what they set out to do. They make a promise and work hard to keep their word to themselves and to others. Keeping one's word is the simple idea behind a breathtakingly new way to achieve more. Keeping your word is a practice developed by Vladimir Gerasichev, a life coach and business trainer with over 20 years' experience. Visit keepyourword.com to learn more about the transformative technique and check out the free Keep Your Word app. Keeping your word, changing your life forever.
Tune in to the Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for the Sandy Brewer Show.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.
If you have a question or comment, please call us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to the show. As I said, we're kicking off a campaign thanks to our friends at Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, as well as Bite Back for a Cure. We're going to give you lots of information. Joining us here today, Stacy Groden, of course, as I said earlier, is the president of the Tick-Borne Disease Alliance. And by the way, you heard a bit about her journey. She, like many of us sitting here today talking about this and being spokespeople for what we are considering one of the most serious epidemics we've had in a long time, and one that can be handled, one that we can actually find a cure for, but we've got to take action. We've got to get past the red tape. We've got to get past all of the roadblocks. And thanks to Stacy and John and the team, a lot is being done. Stacy, again, welcome. Welcome back.
Thank you, Pat. Thank you so much. It's so great to be here.
It's great to have you here, and it's great to be talking about this in the way we are. I know when I started my journey back in 2004, and perhaps even before that.
You and I were the same year.
Yeah.
That's when my journey began. I thought you said my journey was 1994.
1994, exactly. Well, in 19, I have to tell you, this is kind of interesting. I remember for me, I got so sick one day in New Jersey, and Linda knows this. I had such a high-grade fever. I literally just crazy sick. Nobody knew what it was. Didn't last very long, but I lost my entire sense of smell. Now, what people now believe, this is what they now believe, is that what was happening was I was having the first stages of being bit by a
I
don't know.
Like
what do you think? Well, let's talk to folks about what we can do to protect ourselves. I mean,
sure.
This is really a big conversation. There are a lot of folks out there now that have created ways to protect ourselves. What do you think
a mother of three children and a sufferer of this illness for 20 years, I've become, and living in Westchester County, New York, I've become a little crazy. I've become a little neurotic. So one thing I do, I use this fabulous company called New York, Connecticut, New Jersey Tick Control, and they deal with my lawn. And when I say deal with my lawn, they, in addition to a spray, they have these boxes that help all the little rodents, the chipmunks and the squirrels and the mice, they all run through this box because it has bait in it, and it coats their skin with like a Promethean type of formula that kills, it's not harmful to them, but it kills any ticks. So often the deer are the problem, but also all the little furry friends around your property are the problem. So I use them, of course, and that makes me feel a little safer about my kids running in the backyard. But I also check them, and I teach them how to check themselves from when they're in the shower, the bath, scratching their head, making sure nothing's attached behind the ears, on the feet, looking under the arms, and all the areas that it could be. Daily tick checks are key, are really important, because as we all know, early detection is the key to this illness. So I do a little homeopathic stuff. Lavender is supposed to be a natural repellent. The kids are sprayed in the summer with lavender suntan lotion, lavender oils. Also, when they get home, I take their clothes and we throw it in the dryer on a high heat for at least 30 minutes. And that's known to kill any ticks. So rather than just taking off the clothes and putting them in the hamper,
right,
throw them in the dryer. That's actually a good, really good tip, which a lot of people don't know about.
A lot of people don't. As a matter of fact, I didn't know that one myself. And, you know, I hope all of my friends out there listening to this show heard that one for sure.
It's a really good one. And people say that there's been, you know, home studies on it, and people say that it really works. It kills the ticks. I also use this Extreme Buzz Away, which is a product which, word on the street, people say it really helps protect against ticks. it's not proven studies, but, you know, it's what people are saying, which I use on my children. And just sort of talking to your kids and making them aware. I think awareness mm-hmm. is key. If they're clueless, if people, adults and children are clueless, that's when trouble starts. If you're looking out for it and you're always sort of aware, that's when you could nip this, you know, from the beginning. It doesn't, won't escalate and won't turn into a chronic situation. Of course, there's mm-hmm. times, as we all know, where there's no bullseye and there's no rash, and then all of a sudden we start getting these crazy symptoms, even though we thought we checked ourselves, let's say. But this could help. The early prevention-detection combination is key in my mind.
You know, it's fascinating. This is we're really dealing with a lot of different things going on right now. And I know that part of what you all are doing, John's going to be on here in a few minutes, Stacy.
Sure.
I look at studies that come out. Let me give you an example. And this is really, for me, this is my arena where I can help. I look at studies that come out, like the one that came out in March of this year, that said that high salt diets may be behind yes. rising autoimmune disease rates.
I read something similar.
I mean, that very well might be true. This is really what eats away at some of us. It's like how much money went into that high salt study. Do you think maybe we could take a look to see if there may be something else going on? I mean, right. how do you respond to something like that?
You kind of don't. I mean, I
okay,
don't know. That might
right,
not be
right.
worth the that might
all
not
right.
be worth anyone's time, effort, or energy. But yeah, it's amazing.
It is. I'm not saying that I don't agree with their conclusion, because, by the way,
right.
in the end, what they say is, you know what? Don't eat processed food. Okay.
Right. That's great. That's
yeah.
fine.
Thank
right.
you. That's good. But this right. is really part of our challenge, isn't it?
It's one of the many challenges. Yes. You hit the nail on the head. It's one of the many challenges. And I really do believe, though, that the more people with their families, and I know the kids are just such a big issue with this crazy illness, the more aware as parents you are, the better off. Because I do find when you're ignorant, or I didn't know there was Lyme around here, or I didn't know, I never saw it. Just being on it, just being aware is just smart. It's really smart.
It is. And my hat goes off to all the doctors out there, especially in the Pacific Northwest, all the naturopaths that have been out there, and they have said, you know what, we're gonna raise the bar on this. That's how Seattle went from having almost no instances of Lyme disease reported now to being almost as covered as some of the other parts on the East Coast.
It's amazing.
I know it is. Courageous people. Thank you, Stacy, for joining us. One last question.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Please give the websites out again. And
sure.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with here today?
Well, let me just give you our website. Our website is tbdalliance.org. And my personal message would really be to join the fight. Join the fight. We need as many people, ideas, brainstorming, advocates. We need people on our side and energy and positive, dedicated people to help. And people like John Donnelly, who's a godsend, who is taking his life across the country. But we need people to fight and to stand up and say, I'm not going to take it anymore. This disease is not going to win.
I love it. Thank you so much for joining me
Thank
here today.
You,
we're going to take
I appreciate it.
Oh, my gosh. John
Bye-bye.
Is ready. John's ready. Let's take a short break, everyone. John Donnelly coming up. We're talking about Bite Back for a Cure. Stay tuned. We'll be right back to the show.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
Questions and consciousness. People just like you who want to shift and change what isn't working for them, who want to shift and change what isn't working on the planet. Questions. That's about shifting and changing whatever isn't working for you. Consciousness includes everything and judges nothing. Questions and Consciousness, a telecall with like-minded people from all around the world, which gives you the place and space to ask what isn't working for you.
For more information, go to questionsinconsciousness.net. That's questionsinconsciousness.net.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, please call us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I just want to welcome all of you back to the show. I am so honored to be having a conversation with John Donnelly again as he embarks on a national bike tour to fight tick-borne diseases. His story is heartbreaking as well as touching and really a pillar of courage for those of you out there that have been aware of what tick-borne diseases are about. Lyme disease is one of the most talked about. There are others. He is now embarking, this 24-year-old has joined forces with the Tick-Borne Disease Alliance to launch Bike Back for a Cure. And we're going to talk about this cross-country bike tour to build support, to shine the light of awareness on fighting tick-borne diseases. And for those of you out there, Sunday, September 29th in San Francisco area, you're going to hear about the event. John, welcome to the show. It's great to have you.
Dr. Pat, thank you so much for that warm introduction. It's very exciting to be on the show and to be in California. I just flew in last night, and it's amazing to see this all becoming real now.
Well, let's talk about what it means to become real, because what's real for you is that you have suffered with Lyme for over a decade. So let's start with that little glimpse of reality, if we could. You, me, others, we're in this situation where we haven't been able to get any love around this, John. You know what I'm saying?
No, I know what you're saying. I mean, these illnesses aren't just complicated. They're very difficult to talk about.
Yeah. But there's one thing that we can talk about. What does suffering look like, John?
I had a really bad case growing up as a kid. Had a bunch of different symptoms. I mean, this is a story that happens to a lot of people, but I had a bunch of different symptoms, some neurological stuff, neck pain, and just massive crushing fatigue. Doctors couldn't figure out what was wrong with me. Eventually, half my face went paralyzed, which ended up being a total godsend, because without that, I wouldn't have gotten tested and diagnosed with Lyme disease. So that was when I first had an experience with this disease, and I felt very healthy throughout high school and for a little bit of college. And then a lot of these old symptoms returned, and I began to develop new bizarre ones, like, you know, really bad eyesight, lockjaw every time I yawned during class, tingling and numbness throughout my body, vertigo, dizzy spells, stuff that probably shouldn't be happening to a guy in his early 20s. And throughout this whole experience, I went to see doctors, and they couldn't put their finger on it. And what could have been a case that could have been treated with just a few weeks of antibiotics turned into something bigger, because I had been harboring this illness and dealing with all this stuff for quite a long time. And eventually I did get treatment, and after several months of treatment, I felt a lot better. And that's kind of where I am today. But after speaking with other patients and, you know, looking at what my family went through, my story is not exceptional. Maybe the only thing exceptional about it is that I got a lot better after being sick for a pretty long time.
Well, and that's really why what you're doing is so important, because it's not too late. And, you know, for someone like you, and you met Chloe as well, fight. Yeah. I mean, we're not talking about fighting this disease for a couple of months, or, oh, gee, I got a cold for a couple of weeks. You know what I'm saying? Stacy was just on the show and she said, oh, my gosh, like it was an entire decade. And I relate to that as well. What do you feel is for yourself? What do you feel about, you know, what you're doing, biking across the country? What do you feel that will do to help the cause?
I really hope it raises awareness about these diseases. I really want to put a bullseye, so to speak, on these diseases and what a lot of people are going through. But, you know, it's an epidemic that's been somewhat hidden. It's been an invisible illness. And so I want to raise awareness and shine the light on these diseases, generate funding for new research. I think that's critically important to defeating the diseases. We really feel like a new, more accurate diagnostic test would be the linchpin to making a meaningful difference. But it's also about sharing stories and meeting the patients and listening to them. You know, maybe we, as a Lyme and tick-borne disease community, haven't told our stories the right way yet. We certainly haven't been heard by a lot of people. So I'm hoping that by meeting with a whole range of different patients from across the country, we can learn more about what these diseases are and what they mean to the people who suffer from them.
Well, here's something interesting that I want to share with you, because this is kind of like a lot of people. I was reading, I did a lot of searching, and what's interesting is we're finding a lot of naturopaths in the greater Seattle Pacific Northwest that have been at the top as of really working with people, because there is such an openness for naturopaths in Pacific Northwest. You go to Massachusetts, and it's actually, you cannot be a naturopath in the state of Massachusetts, which is interesting.
Right.
But here's what's happening, and I think as well, people are really looking at some ways to treat this that conventional medicine wouldn't look at. What do you think of that?
I mean, I think the conversation just needs to be broadened. Because
these
diseases are so various, and what works for one person
might not
work for someone else. So we just got to open up the conversation and allow the doctors and patients to have an open conversation where, you know, they figure out what works, because we really don't know yet.
I wanted to ask you a question about so far in this journey. I got to meet you up at Martha's Vineyard, which was beautiful. And I wanted to ask you, what has this journey been like? How did the idea to do the bike tour across the country come up?
Right. That's a loaded question. But, you know, I wanted to do something for Lyme disease for a really long time. For a while, I thought I'd become a legal advocate. I'd go to law school and become a legal advocate for patients. But I really wanted to do something that was more immediate and maybe more large scale. So over winter break, I had a job as a sales consultant in New York City. It was a good life with a lot of great friends around me, but I felt a little bit uncalled, and I really wanted to do something for these diseases. And so I outlined this project, and I reached out to a few different national Lyme disease organizations and really felt that TBDA was ready to do this, and they had all the right people on board to make this happen. And since partnering with them, it's amazing how this turned into something with all the logistics and real people and being flown out to California now. So it's amazing to see it all happening now, and it's something that's been evolving for several months. So I think we're all ready. All the pieces are in place to have a really successful campaign and a meaningful journey.
You know, we're going to skip break here, John, because there's so much for us to talk about. You're going to be traveling the country. You're now in California. What's most exciting for you right now, knowing that, you're going to be out in the public here soon in a day or two? What is it that really inspires you most?
I think the people I'm going to meet, that was kind of the foundation of this idea, to meet and stay with people across the country. And, you know, I really do find each of these conversations to be very insightful. And this is stuff that needs to be shared with the world, because these are voices that I don't think have been heard yet. So I think it really is about the other people going through these diseases who haven't been heard yet. That's kind of my inspiration.
Mm-hmm. I was just talking to Stacy a bit here before you came on, and we were talking about a number of different things. We were talking about how Lyme disease affects our lives. We were talking especially about young folk. And what mm-hmm. I mean by that is, you got to meet Chloe. You guys were kids. You were out playing. And then all of a sudden, you weren't. And what are the challenges for children? Are they different than adults? Because it seems like, you know, kids that don't want to get out of bed are first looked at as lazy, not like, wow, there's something wrong with my kid. You know what I mean? Maybe I'm just talking about myself as a kid right there. But, you know, don't you think it's a bit different?
It's different because kids, I don't think, have the language yet to even articulate what they're going through.
Oh, wow. Good point.
When I was going through all this stuff, I was like, Mom, like, my head hurts. My neck hurts. I don't know what's wrong with me. She's like, well, you know, maybe we should get you tested for ADD or ADHD.
Right.
And
right.
Then I went to see the freaking chiropractor for a couple years, and that would provide temporary relief, but it wasn't getting to the real root of this issue. So I think if you get it older, you know, when I was going through this stuff in college, it was a lot easier for me to look at all my symptoms in sort of an analytical way and be like, well, you know, that doesn't make sense. But as a kid, you're relying on other people to basically tell you what's wrong with you.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, when you're traveling, you're going to be speaking with people. People are going to be coming out, John, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be riding with you. I actually got to meet some of those people up in Martha's Vineyard.
Yep.
there are doctors, there are folks that have been working with folks that have had tick-borne diseases, and there are many. And we're talking about Lyme disease right now, but boy, if we were to start to talk about all the co-infections, that would be a whole nother hour, right?
I think so.
What have people said to you, John? What have folks said to you as you were traveling?
Well, one question I've been asking patients is, if you had unlimited resources to tackle this very serious issue, what would you do? And I've been getting a whole range of responses. I think the main one, which is what we talked about a little bit earlier, is that patients need to be able to get treatment. For a lot of people, they end up paying an insane amount of money to get that treatment, or they have to kind of do this in private. So I think at first we got to take care of the whole human suffering problem, which is that people are dealing with this serious, debilitating disease, but they're denied treatment for it.
Denied treatment, let's be very clear about what that means. It's not just a denial of treatment. You know, one of the court cases that is going on now with the Attorney General, I think, in Connecticut, has to do with the very issue of the guidelines, the medical guidelines, not even considering chronic Lyme a disease. I mean, there's not insurance that will even talk to you about it. Haven't you heard stories? I know we were talking to a couple of people up there that have pretty much had to use their life savings, sell their homes, and so forth. Isn't that, and that's very specific to this disease or tick-borne diseases.
Yeah, no, I see that. I mean, if you have the wherewithal, you can get help to defeat these diseases eventually. But if you don't, this is a massive social injustice, in my opinion.
What do you think surprises the average person about the conversation about Lyme disease? What do you think surprises them? Are you getting any surprises from people that have not been in the loop, that have not been suffering, so to speak? You know, like we like to call them, like normies, right? You know, what are they like looking at you like, what? What are they saying to you, John?
Yeah, I think, you know, even some of my my friends, you know, that when I told them I was going through all this stuff, they're like, wait, no, you have Lyme disease. That just means you get a headache. You're tired sometimes. You can't think straight for maybe a couple weeks. And then you take 3 weeks of antibiotics, and you're better forever. And it's just a very clear-cut understanding of these, you know, really complicated diseases that can be quite threatening to your health in advanced stages.
I wanted to make sure everybody knew how to support you. So let's take a moment and do that. What is the best way for them to kind of follow along with you? I know that social media is becoming very, very active to support you. So would you mind telling folks about the website and also Twitter and Facebook and how they can follow you along?
So the website for this campaign is BiteBackForACure.org. That's BiteBackForACure.org. And then you can follow me on Twitter. That's at John Donnelly. And then TBDA also has a Twitter, and that's at TBD Alliance. And on Facebook, you can also find out more about what we're doing, and we have a map up. And that's all at the Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, and that's on their Facebook page.
So, you know, as we're talking to people and, you know, this live show, we're also going to be talking with you later on as well. What would you like to see happen with getting other people involved? You know, in an ideal world for you, what would your call to action for folks listening to this show be?
I would love people to reach out to me and really just contribute to this campaign. And, you know, and I think probably the most obvious way they can do that is by sharing their story and letting their voice be heard, and by, you know, maybe offering a couch for me to stay on as I make my way across the country. Another way is, you know, we really, like, these diseases are drastically underfunded. So one of our main goals is to raise $50,000 for new research. And that's something that just started. So I think that's another key part of the, of this whole campaign. And just to get involved in any way possible by, you know, giving me some support, you know, writing me some notes. I mean, I'm going to be spending a lot of time on my keister in various degrees of pain, and I could certainly use some support and encouragement along the way.
Well, we're certainly going to be following you. I know Katina Macris is certainly going to be following you. We're hoping to expand what you're doing to cover more cities. And isn't that really the case? If people are listening to this, how can they get involved to make sure that things are being continued or moved on? And if they want you to come to their city, what might they do about all of that?
The best way to do it is, I think, to reach out to me through Facebook. All this stuff is really being proliferated through social media. And if they could reach out to me, I would love to make something happen in those different cities. And we now have a map up with all the specific cities that we're going to, and we're going to have a live map. So there will be a red dot showing where I am and where I'm going to be. And that's kind of the best way to track me and engage me.
Wow. You know, on a personal note, I want to talk with you about what the hard conversations are. You know, you get to meet a lot of people. You got to meet Chloe, in fact. What I loved about that, John? Here both of you are, right? Didn't know each other before that event, before, you know, your opportunity to be there and speak to people. Were you surprised to see another person of your age, or did you kind of expect it?
It is a bit surprising, just because when I was going through this stuff in college, I didn't know a lot of people who had it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was kind of like a friend of a friend would know someone who had Lyme disease, and then we'd be set up on what seemed like a play date. And, it was cool to get to know Chloe, and I think her case is much more severe than what I went through. Like, she has experienced horrible amounts of pain, something that no person should go through, and I think she's still in treatment now.
Mm-hmm.
So having these conversations with patients, I realize how fortunate I've been, and just how much work there is to be done in raising awareness about these diseases and making sure people get the appropriate treatments.
Yeah. John, it's such an honor to be chatting with you again. I know we're going to chat, have many, many conversations along the way. Our job is to help create a really exciting buzz around this, really shine awareness. And I want to thank you, and I want to thank everybody at Tick-Borne Disease Alliance and the folks out there, Katina and others, that have said yes to having a voice. Because as you know, the fear around coming out about Lyme disease has been extraordinary. There are a lot of stigmas, a lot of trauma. So thank you for shining the light and raising hope in action for people. One last question, your personal message. What would you like to leave us with?
My personal message is basically just to get involved in this and to go back to what you just touched on, to be verbal and visible about what you're going through. We as a community maybe haven't been open enough about our diseases, and I hope that my speaking out and my biking across the country encourages others to share their stories and to stand up for what has been and a hidden epidemic so far.
Well, I'm telling you, I'm in the gym doing the spinning classes, so in case we can get something going from Seattle to Portland or Seattle to Port Townsend, I'm getting myself in shape for you, John. just so you know.
I would absolutely love that.
Well, we're going to make it happen in Seattle. And I hope for those of you listening that you know how to get a hold of John, get a hold of the folks at Tick-Borne Disease Alliance. Make a phone call. Find out how you can get involved in this. And let's make incredible transformative change now. Thank you, John. I'll be talking to you in a little bit. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
Bye. All right, everybody. This is cool. I'm telling you, thank goodness we're getting the word out finally. For those of you out there, if you want to find out more, make sure you're tuning into the Dr. Pat Show later. Go to the drpatshow.com website or transformationtalkradio.com. I want to just make sure that all of you know that there is so much information that is being provided by the folks at Tick-Borne Disease Alliance. So go to the website, TBDAlliance.org. That's TBDAlliance.org. Or go ahead and visit fightbackforacure.org. Lots of information. Please pass the word on. Follow John on Twitter at John Donnelly. And that's D-O-N-N-A-L-L-Y. John, D-O-N-N-A-L-L-Y. And get involved. Make a difference. This is the time. We're getting some incredible information out now about what is really going on, thanks to the people that are out there providing funding for research and education. Thank you guys for tuning us in, turning us on. We'll see you next time on the show.
Thank you for joining us today for the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. The Dr. Pat Show can be heard live every Thursday at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Empowerment Channel and Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on KKNW AM 1150. So join Dr. Pat live or listen 24/7 at www.thedrpatshow.com.